This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:46, 14 till 10. Tommy Tucker, tell you what, we talk about it here. It happens there. We're talking to Jason Wagensbeck, president of Film Louisiana, about production going offshore and to other countries, and then the next day, President Trump talks about tariffing foreign films. So now Jason Wagensbeck joins us again, president of Film Louisiana. How you doing, Jason?
Good, Tommy. Thanks for having me back on.
Thanks for coming back on. So let's talk about, because, you know, we talked about it the other day, about just like any manufacturing process or production, it's you're making a product, which is, in this case, a film or a television program. You're telling me that it's, and you told me the other day that it's gone off overseas. I don't know how you go about determining, just like we talk about tariffs with a car, how the part crosses a border several times and it winds up in a vehicle. I don't know how, with a movie, you would determine what's foreign made and what's not. Do you know how they determine that now, Jason?
Well, I mean, look, with Trump's new announcement, we're all trying to figure out the details of all of this. And I am questioning the same thing that you just questioned. How do we determine what is going to be constituted as a foreign film at this time? And so it brings a lot of interesting conversation. I mean, as you and I alluded to, we just talked about this last week, how we are in desperate need of a federal film office to really have conversations around how we keep that business here and how we don't allow it to continue to run away.
You know, I think this would be a good chance to kind of go through the anatomy of a film or how it comes to be, because you know, we go and we watch, Tim tells me the number one movie this week is Sinners, that was filmed in Donaldsonville, I think, Louisiana, and going to the strength of Hollywood South. But it just doesn't happen, right? I mean, you got to have a concept. You got to have an idea. Take me through the movie making 101. How do we go from just, hey, let's make a movie about this, to having something that you can either show on a screen or stream or what have you?
Well, it is a long process. And that movie by Ryan Coogler, who came out with just a wonderful story, I say wonderful, but a wonderful piece of storytelling in the fact that he made a really fantastic movie. And obviously, it's showcasing and doing well in the theaters right now. And so the process really comes from an idea. It's a spark. Or maybe it's somebody else's spark in a book that you want to option, that you want to make into a movie. But those things take a long time. Goes into development, figuring out the attachments, who's going to come and be a part of that project, finding the right director, finding the right stars, finding the right partners, whether it's you raising money on your own and making an independent film, or you going to a studio and having them financing that for you and finding a distribution model. It can take years. I know in my world, I mean, I've been working on some projects for a decade now that I know are going to be wonderful stories to be told, but it takes a long time to get those things to see to fruition.
So, you know, you're making widgets, so you got to get a factory and you got to get the raw materials and you got to have the market for it naturally. So you make your widget and then you sell them. When it comes to, and you got to buy the raw materials and you got to invest the capital in making the equipment that produces the widgets and so forth, buying the equipment. I guess what I'm trying to get to, Jason, is when it comes to these financing models, when it comes to films, I guess that's why we see this production of that production and that production. They got 15 different production companies at the beginning of the movie.
Yes, essentially that's what it is. It's finding partnerships with companies that can add value to each of the pieces of the picture, whether it's bringing a star, whether it's bringing financing, whether it's bringing an element or an asset that helps get the movie made. It could be P&A, you know, which is print and advertising. It's also known as marketing. Mm-hmm. It could be many different levels. And so that's where you see all of those names on the front of the film and all those production companies that come with it.
So when it comes to the business part of it that's gone overseas, can you narrow it down to, is it the filming portion of it or is it the investment part of it?
Like I said, if we're going back to the announcements from this weekend, mm-hmm. I can't tell you what he's pinning down on it. I don't know if it's just the mere fact that it is in a foreign land outside the United States, that he is going to try and place some sort of tariff or some sort of fee on that, or you're right, or if it's to be the financing of. The problem with that, with the financing of, is that, you know, there is financing that happens all around the world in partnership. I'm doing one right now with a Canadian company right now, a documentary that we're going to be working on. And so I have to question the same respect, like, what does this mean? I know we're shooting the majority of it here in Louisiana, but does that mean that because it has some financing from an international company, is it not allowed to be able to enjoy the domestic distribution here, or will I be tariffed on that? So I sit in that boat as well. But the one thing that we need to go back to is the conversation is being had right now mm-hmm. around driving film back to the U.S. And whether we like this announcement on Sunday or not, it is bringing the conversation up, which is the most important piece that we really need to see and understand how we can continue making these stories here. And I know there's a lot of people ready to go back to work to tell those stories here.
So, and along those lines, I guess we'll leave it at this. This was and I took it as a positive thing, at least as far as bringing production back to the United States and back to Louisiana. It would be a positive approach, I would think, at least.
Look, it would, you know, I can't say it would or it wouldn't because, again, we don't know all the details. But
Right. Again,
we go back to the conversation being brought up that we have an issue. We know that production is running away. And then now let's sit at the table and figure out how do we keep it here. Does that mean a federal film office, like I mentioned earlier? Does that mean a federal film incentive? Or I don't know what his thoughts are around tariffs or how he actually, put a fee structure to that. So we still have a lot of details that need to be worked out. But the conversation is being had by one of the biggest names in the United States. The president of the United States has brought this up. And so the conversation is now in the direction of finding ways to bring production back. And I think that is a positive thing in the direction that we need to go.
That's what I was trying to say. You should be a storyteller. Oh, wait a minute. You are. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Jason Wagner, you bet. President of Film Louisiana, 953, taking a break, finding out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.